you summed up the views of many clubs like your own, that this could create real problems.
It could create real problems, yeah. We have to listen. We can't fall out with these guys here tonight. They're down here with a proposal. This is not a done deal yet, we hope. We hope it's not a done deal. We have tried to give our views. We see a lot of, I would say, obstacles in the way. Shortage of help if it goes into a calendar season, because you have a lot of dual players, you have a lot of dual coaches, you have a lot of referees. Shortages, actually, in Donegal at the moment. So it's worrying for clubs going forward. But then again, there's other sides to it. The proposals of better weather, better fixtures organisations, things like that there. But we have to be open to it. But the general consensus here tonight is that most clubs in Donegal are extremely, extremely worried. And to the extent that even clubs could disband because of this new proposal. They tell us that it goes back to a board of directors, it goes back to a council.
So it looks as if the vast majority of clubs here are against it, and one would suspect, certainly down the Western Seaboard, that there was some talk of an urban-rural split and things.
Yeah, so it was a good point actually raised in the meeting there about mental well-being and mental health. And rural Ireland is substantially different to Dublin and Meads and those highly populated counties. And winter football has been a success in Donegal over the last, I think, 47 years. They're talking about the Donegal Junior League was established, or maybe longer, I'm not quite sure on the dates, but that was a very good, I personally, ourselves in St. Catharines, it's a pastime during the winter. We're a rural club. There's even more rural clubs than us, and it is a pastime in the winter. It is a recreational activity. It gets people out of houses, out of homes, training at night, astroturfs, floodlets, meeting people, getting out. But you know, that was a very good point, and it should be analysed as well when they come to their decision in Dublin in 2020.
Tony McNamee, Donegal Schoolboys League fixtures secretary. You have moved to a summer-based calendar season, but there has been some problems.
Yeah, there's been problems. Surely it was. We met Donal Conway and Gerard McDermott last year and the year before, and they more or less were saying that up until 2020 that it'll be a summer calendar season for all underage teams. We tried it out. We started off in March, and as a fixture secretary, it was great up until June. But the minute the primary school now they go on holidays, it's really difficult to get games. Also, because of other sports, I mean, you want to let every young kid play every sport, so we kept changing fixtures over and back. We had to change about 80-90 fixtures for them few months just to try and to work around all the different fixtures. That's more or less it. Look, we thought then it would be great for kids to play in good weather instead of maybe in September, December, get the hailstones down in different areas where it's fairly stormy and windy. But we had another hiccup with the Ladies League playing on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I mean, most clubs now have schoolboys that are under 12, 14, 16. You have under 12, 14, 16 reserves. You have ladies, so the ladies took up Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Then they were training, senior teams were training maybe in their pitches. Most clubs have only one pitch. So I think, being honest with you, I can't see it happening for the Donegal Junior League and its own Junior League, because with everybody having one pitch, there's going to be so many. We have about 12 teams in Swally at the minute, and if everything goes calendar season, it's just going to be a real hiccup.
Sean McGowan, Balvafay United, representing the club here tonight. A lot of discussion about this proposed possible change to a summer-based season. What would the view be from your own club?
I think, to be honest, it would be the consensus here. We would have the same as yourself and Balvafay, that it would be a definite no from us. You know, with the amount of competition that you already have, as we said, between the GAA, rugby, athletics, we have all that in the town, you know, and you'd be competing against them with the same players, and you don't want to be telling the young people, you don't have to make a decision 9, 10, 11, 12 that it's either Gaelic or Sark. You don't want to put young people in that position.
And do you think there's any plus point for it, the points that were made there? There was some talk about better pitches and things like that.
Maybe in the past that would have been, but the pitches now that we have in Donegal, you know, the facilities is there, there's great pitches, there's great facilities. We haven't had no cancellations, I don't think, last year in our senior team of Balvafay. Every Sunday, I don't think we had a cancellation throughout the whole year that I can remember, and we've had maybe two in the last 2-3 years, which is very good. The pitches are in good shape. Of course, there's pros and cons to everything. But looking at the bigger picture, it's participation numbers, and we would be fighting in Balbofee, the boys playing Gaelic and the boys playing soccer, myself included. And it wouldn't be an easy decision for anybody to make, but if it's not broke, in my eyes, if it's not broke, you don't fix it. And it's working, as we said in the presentation, that football's the highest participation sport in Ireland, and there's a reason for that. You know, soccer is the biggest participation team sport, and there's a reason for that. It's because it's got a start and a finish to it. And if they change that and they move to a calendar season, then I can see their numbers dropping off in a big way.